Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Talking to Knoxville Athletic Director Randy Wilson. And a big announcement from the school board, or a big vote by the school board recently, as they voted to accept an invitation into the South Central Conference. And Randy, good to talk to you. And I guess kind of explain in general how this kind of came about, and you know what the process was.
Well, I think it pretty much started last summer. Some of the superintendents from the SCC contacted Dr. Flack, our superintendent, and invited him and Kevin Crawford, a Knoxville High School principal, down to a meeting with the six existing South Central Conference schools and their top administrators. Just kind of basically opened the door at that time. And so we came back, and I was not at that meeting, but came back and started talking to, number one, some of our coaches, number two, people in the community. I wanted to visit with people that have been around Knoxville for quite a few years. I also picked out some people, that some parents that have had kids go through Knoxville, who currently have kids at Knoxville High School, and some parents that will have kids at Knoxville High School. So there was quite a bit of homework being done at that time, and we kind of put some things together, allowed the school board to listen to all of that information without trying to be biased one way or the other. And we got a little bit more information. I was given some homework to do by the board, and I visited with a few other nearby school districts to see if they would be interested also. And at this time, it came up no. But so we kind of proceeded. We did attend another meeting with, and I got to go to that one with the SCC and their ADs and principals and superintendents, and listened, and we had some questions, and they answered back. And so, again, it came up to a vote with the Knoxville School Board, and it was Monday night. I was down in Fairfield at the regional volleyball tournament last week, and got a text message from Mr. Crawford that it was a 4-0 vote that they would pass that. And so we'll see where that goes. You know, the South Central Conference now, again, it's back in their ballpark, so to speak, that they would have to vote, and the four out of the six schools would have to officially vote. And I would assume it's their school boards that have to do that. And then we would, after making formal application with them, then once that passes, then we would formally put in a letter to remove ourselves from the Little Hawkeye Conference. Then those school districts would have to act on that to either let us out a few months early for the fall of 2014, or that we would continue under the letter of the law of the Little Hawkeye Conference to the fall of 2015.
And of course, so still a few things have to happen, but you don't see any real stumbling blocks in this until it becomes official member of the South Central Conference.
I don't see any that I know of. I mean, I visited with the ADs from most of the South Central that'll take a while to get used to, the SCC schools, and they all seem very positive. You know, I would hate to think that they would take a step back after making an invitation to us, and then they would maybe think of for some reason not to allow us in. But you know, I think it's a done deal. I think it will be a positive thing for our kids and our programs. There are a couple things, though, that I need assurances of, and that has nothing to do with athletics, but it has to do with the fine arts and music and band. Where we're at currently in the Little Hawkeye, we have some wonderful competitions and programs where all the schools get together with art and band and vocal. And they've done those in the past in the South Central Conference, but they got away from it when they had to do some budget cuts. So that's one of the things that it's not a deal breaker right away, but it's something that I will certainly push for to get back on the program list for our kids.
Talking to Knoxville Athletic Director Randy Wilson on KNIA KRLS and Marion County PM Sports Page. And I'm sure a lot of people immediately started wondering, okay, so what about our rivalry games, Pella Christian? And I know you're going to want to keep those at least one time on the schedule for everybody in every sport.
Well, the way I look at some of our schedules that this will affect, and just so people are aware, it will not have any effect on football at all. That is a completely separate animal that is set up by the state association. But for the rest of the sports, it will have an effect. The teams we play currently won't be that different than the teams we're going to play in the future. You know, let's take basketball, for example. We play Davis County, and these are South Central Conference schools. We play Centerville, Albia, and Sheraton. We don't currently play Clark of Osceola or Eddyville. But you know, with those being on there, we'll play those twice. We'll play them there, and we'll play them at home. The teams in the Little Hawkeye Conference, the other schools that we currently play, and we play those teams twice a year, hopefully what I want to do is continue to play all of those schools, but it would just be once a year for the most part. There might be a situation where there's one of those schools we will continue to play home and home, which would be kind of interesting. You know, it would be like nothing has changed, but it certainly will change, especially the biggest change I see schedule-wise will happen at the middle school level, where, you know, we will begin playing quite a few of those South Central Conference schools. In fact, we're already kind of working on a deal where we'll play Albia next fall already in football. So that's just one of those things that we're going to look at. Time will tell. You know, I feel very honest when I say this. If it can be worked out for middle school kids to stay closer to home, I will do everything I can to allow that to happen. If that means, you know, not taking a long road trip to a South Central school, but maybe head over to Pella and continue to play them, I will do everything I can to make that happen.
And, you know, this is, you know, not a new thing for Knoxville and the South Central Conference. So, you know, when you were in high school, that was the conference, South Central Conference. So it's kind of a reunion, I guess, with a lot of these schools.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was a tremendous conference years and years ago. And it changed throughout the years. You know, at one time, Valley of West Des Moines was a member of the South Central Conference, and Des Moines Tech, which no longer exists, some of those, and Indianola was in the South Central Conference. But things evolve, you know, and mostly they evolve because of enrollment. You know, when we first joined the Little Hawkeye Conference, you know, it has changed since 1996. At that time, Johnston and Waukee were members, and it was it would be kind of ludicrous of me to think, well, we should still be playing Johnston and Waukee because they have grown so much. And a lot of the schools that are currently in the Little Hawkeye are growing at a way faster rate than we are. So that's kind of the engine that drives this. It's our class size and what we have coming, not just currently, but what's coming down the line. And yeah, I have no regrets whatsoever of when we joined the Little Hawkeye in 96. We've had wonderful success. We've crowned multiple state championship teams. And, you know, being a part of this conference, I would hope to say that kind of helps some of that. But at the same time, you know, we have some teams coming, some sports that our numbers aren't very, very big. You know, one of the things in basketball, some of the schools, they would like to play A, B, C, and D at the middle school level. They have enough kids to do that. And some of those schools are looking for alternatives anyway, rather than coming to Knoxville and just getting an A game, or possibly stretching our kids to an A and a B game. So there's some behind-the-scenes things going on already. Without changing conferences, we could be without some games.
Again, talking to Randy Wilson, Knoxville Athletic Director on KNIA KRLS. And I guess just kind of wrap this up is, you know, with the South Central Conference, I can think of a lot of sports wrestling. You know, you think of Albion and Sheraton are very good in wrestling.
Baseball.
Track and field, baseball, track and field, Eddyville, Blakesburg, cross country, Davis County. So I don't think the competition level is going to go down much, you know, when, you know, the time comes for Knoxville to enter back into the South Central.
No, we We've had some wonderful relationships with those towns, with the competitiveness that they can offer us. I think it'll be a very, very good fit. And to be very honest, I'm looking forward to renewing some of those rivalries. Some of our best crowds in, let's say, basketball is when some of those schools come to Knoxville. Some of our biggest crowds, our loudest crowds, and I think fans can look forward to some good things on down the line. We've got to go into this, and I'm going into it with a very positive attitude that this is going to be good for Knoxville, and that's the main thing that drives this.
Plus, schools like Sheraton, Albia, and Eddyville, they're not that far away, so, you know, get back to some of those old-time rivalries that Knoxville used to be involved with.
Well, no, what you mean by old, Derek? I'm still a youngster, but no, you're exactly right. You know, we do compete a lot of times, especially in the summer sports, softball and baseball, against those schools all the time. We play them in basketball and we wrestle them. And this winter we go to Oskaloosa for wrestling, and Eddyville Blakesburg will be there. You know, and it's just going to be a situation. I think will be a win-win for us. By playing schools for conference titles that are closer to our size, and we have so many similarities to those communities, but at the same time, we can supplement our schedules with some bigger schools, some schools that maybe offer more kids more opportunities, but it'll be good for our kids to still compete against the Newtons and the Grinnells and Norwalks and DCGs, and of course the Pella Christian Oskaloosas that are, you know, right in our backyard. So. Yep, I feel it's a real good thing.
All right. Randy, good to talk to you, and hopefully in a couple of years there will be some good rivalries coming up here.
Absolutely. It'll be fun to see this process.
That's Randy Wilson, Knoxville Athletic Director, on Marion County PM Sports page, and we'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.